Unit 3. 1. Listen and choose the words you hear. 1. Rule.
2. Adults.
3. Fast.
4. Price.
5. Mean.
6. Tie.
7. Paint.
8. Simple.
2. Listen and choose the sentences you hear. 1. He made the kites himself.
2. Did you make it yourself?
3. Someone will help you.
4. This model plane is very nice.
5. Peter spent 135 yuan on materials.
6. We entered an art competition last week.
3. Listen and write the missing words. 1. The boys made the model ship for themselves.
2. They asked themselves, why can't we do the work ourselves?
3. I bought 2 pencils. 1 is for myself, and the other is for my sister.
4. You'd better go and ask your teacher.
5. My grandmother is living in Beijing by herself.
6. Help yourself to the eggs, Miss White said to her friends.
7. I can't move the table myself. Can you help me?
8. We like our English teacher very much.
4. Listen and choose the correct answers. Mr. Black worked for Mrs. White. She was old, fat, and rich. He worked in her garden. Mrs. White didn't know anything about the garden, but she told him to do this or not to do that. This made Mr. Black very angry. So he called her an elephant. Of course, Mrs. White was not pleased to hear that. She took Mr. Black to the judge. The judge heard the story and said, Mr. Black, it is wrong to call a lady an elephant. You must never do that again. Yes, said Mr. Black. Do you mean that I must not call this lady an elephant? That's right, the judge answered. And can I call an elephant a lady? Asked the man. Yes, you may, the judge answered. Mr. Black looked at the woman and said, Goodbye, lady. Unit 4. 1. Listen and choose the words you hear. 1. Ever.
2. Mind.
Art.
4. Quiet.
5. Enter.
6. Date.
7. Nearest.
8. Collect.
2. Listen and choose the sentences you hear. 1. Mary got a letter from England.
2. We have lived in China for 6 years.
3. He saw one of the oldest restaurants in Shenzhen.
4. What will your country be like in the year 2000?
3. Listen and write missing words. Where is my letter? It was on the table an hour ago.
I don't know. Who was the letter from?
From my parents. There were some photos with it, too.
Was there a photo of your parents?
No, there wasn't. But there was one of my house and one of my dog.
Teddy was in the dining room 5 minutes ago. Teddy!
I'm outside. I'm up the tree.
Come down. Have you got Jim's letter? It was on the table. 2 photos with it.
Were they color photos? Yes, they were. Was the letter in a blue envelope? Yes, it was. Have you got it? No. 4. Listen and choose the correct answers. Jim is reading a letter from his parents. He has got some photos of his house in England in his hand. He is thinking about his home. 2 months ago, he was in England. It was May. It was not very warm. There was a lot of rain and wet. The trees and grass were very green. It is hot in Canada now. Jim is very happy in Canada. He likes the country and he has got many good friends too. But now he is thinking about his friends back home. Last May, he and his friends were at school. They were very happy, but they were not very good students. Questions. 1. Where is Jim's letter from? 2. What has Jim got in his hand? 3. What was the weather like in May in England? 4. Where is Jim now? 5. Sentence is right.